You have been blessed by the ministry of Apostle Solomon Buckley and Fresh Wind International. Please consider supporting us by going to Cash App, $Prophet Solomon B. Again, that is $Prophet Solomon B. Also, if you would like to have a testimony, you could send us an email at freshwindinternational@gmail.com. If you would like to schedule for a personal prophetic ministry and prayer, you can also email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. God bless you.
And that's to give you the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And to tell you the truth of what God has to say. And thank God for last week. We were blessed. Thank you, Sister Spearman, for all that you do. I just want to thank you. Thank you for all that you do to encourage the body of Christ. And that was a wonderful message in tongue. And Brother John as well. Thank you for what you do for the body of Christ. Because only what you do for Christ, that's what's going to last. Brother Eddie as well. And the sister right there, only what you do. And the brother right there, only what you do for Christ. And all of you that are in here, only what you do for Christ, that's what's going to last. Amen.
Amen.
We're not called to sit. We're called to be equipped into this harvest. And I know I talk about that every time I come here. I know I probably say that till I'm blue in the face. But, you know, I thank God for the truth. Thank God for the truth. But we're going to go to the word today. We're going to pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your word today that has come forth in power and with authority in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you that as I teach your people what you are saying, that there will not be any deaf and dumb spirits in this place.
Yes,
God, I thank you that there will not be any distractions.
Yes,
thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. No distractions, God. I thank you, oh God, for the hunger and the thirst in the people, oh God.
Yes, God.
Father God, I thank you, oh God,
thank
for the
you.
Hungry hearts, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
God, I thank you, oh God, for the healing and the deliverance and the infillings that you are doing in your people today as they say yes to you. Not our will, but your will be done. Father God, I ask you, oh God, I know you ain't sent me here by accident, God. God, I know you ain't sent me here by accident, oh God. Oh God, every week, oh God, every week, oh God, you're teaching me something through this experience, oh God. And God, I just want to repent to you, oh God. But, Jesus. Jesus.
Glory to God.
I want to repent, Lord, because I told the very first week after my first time preaching here.
Yes, God.
When all the things went down, I said, God, I didn't want to come back down here.
Yes, God.
And you told me, you said, you can't just run, you in the battle.
Yeah, Lord.
You in the battle. And as you said that to me, God, I said, okay, God, I can't back out of this.
Yes, Lord.
And God, I thank you, oh God, for just allowing the atmosphere to be cleansed by your spirit.
Thank you.
God, I thank you, God, that you done cleansed this atmosphere.
Lord.
That no weapon formed against this ministry shall prosper.
Yes, God.
God, I thank you, Father, for brother and sister Galloway for allowing them, oh God, to give us the opportunity to minister in the gifts of the Spirit and to move with what you're saying, oh God. Father God, I thank you for the opportunity. But God, I thank you for these people. I thank you for the people that come in week after week, God. Some of them may be homeless. Some of them may be going through all kind of things. But God, you sent them here to be taught the truth of your word, God. And for that, we say thank you. We don't know what the situation may be.
Yes, God.
But God, we've all been going through something. We all have gone through something. And some of us are going through something currently right now,
God.
Father, meet the need, we pray.
Meet the need, God.
In Jesus' name.
In
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I want to encourage you on today. This is a word from the Lord. The Lord is saying to many of you prophetically, build your house upon the rock. I hear God say, build your house upon the rock. Build your house upon the foundation of who Jesus Christ is. Allow these scriptures to get down on the inside of you. Because it's no good if you're taking a medication or taking, I take supplements. I don't take medication.
All right.
I'm not criticizing anybody that do, but I take supplements and it shows.
Yes, sir.
But I take supplements and it would be no good for me to take all these supplements from my body and I'm not seeing no results.
Come on, man.
Probably know what I'm talking about.
Come on.
Pastor back there, she know what I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's no good for me to take the fish oil if it ain't gonna help my heart.
Come on.
If it ain't gonna help my eyesight.
Come
it
on.
Ain't no good for me
no
to
good.
Take the black seed oil if it's not gonna help me. It's no good for
no
you
good.
To come. And I was gonna say this last week. It was no good for you to come to God's house. And all these supplements from A to Z.
Yes, sir.
He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning. And then it's no good to come to God's house and all these supplements, organic spiritual supplements are right here for you to take. The preacher's preaching it to you. The prophets are prophesying. The evangelists are stirring you up and telling you, get saved. The pastors are leading you to green pastures. The apostles are saying, okay, be sent. Be sent to do this. Be sent to do that.
Yeah.
It's no good that they're pouring all this into you. And you still rejecting it.
Still.
It's like me going to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
It's like me going to the doctor. My doctor knows that I'm going to reject certain things.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to reject certain things because it don't benefit my body.
All right.
It's going to cause me to have a reaction.
Yeah.
So many people are having a reaction because prophetically they don't know God's word. So when they get the injection
my God.
Of life. Somebody catch what I'm saying. When the injection of life comes, they don't know nothing. They don't have nothing to stand on other than Jesus' word.
My God.
They don't have nothing to stand on because they're not in the word.
Yeah.
I want to encourage you. And I was trying to get some Bibles in here, but my missionary she told me she had a case of Bibles at her house, but it wasn't in the version that we needed.
Right.
So I told her, I said, honey, don't get that. It ain't going to do nobody no good.
Uh-huh.
So I'm praying. Y'all pray with me
that I can
get a case of Bibles in here.
Amen.
Some King James Version Bibles.
Amen.
In for the people.
Because
they need the word. Those that don't have a Bible, you need the word of God.
Yes,
we have the app on here, those that have cell phones, where you can get the word of God. But you need something that you can look at and see, that you can mark in with a highlighter, with a pen, something that you can take out a notebook and write God's word. How are you going to be able to memorize God's word and you're not writing it down? You're not hiding it in your heart.
Come on.
That you might not sin against me.
Come on.
So I'm telling you, we're in a revival of the word.
Yes, we are.
We're in a revival of the word.
Yeah.
That's what's going to save. Yeah. That's what's going to bring healing and deliverance.
Yes,
and so I don't went on a bunny trail today. Yeah. I feel the anointing of Congress Reminder for a minute.
That's all right.
Praise God. Praise God. So let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 today. We're all jokes aside, we're going to get to the word of God. And we're going to move on out of the way. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 3. We're going to start at verse 1 first of 2 Timothy chapter 2. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. Thou therefore, my people, Great Harvest Ministry, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. If I was speaking to Jesus is the way, or to whatever churches that God sent me to, thou therefore, my sons and daughters, my children of promise,
be strong
in the grace
yes,
that is in you.
Amen.
that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong in this hour. We just talked about exercising our spirit. Be strong. 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 1. I'm going to read it again. Everybody got it?
Yes, sir.
Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
to each of you today, be strong.
Be strong.
Be strong. In order for you to be strong, I just talked about it.
Yes, sir.
You got to have a nourished, balanced, spiritual diet.
That's right.
You can't put everything in your body, your spirit.
That's right. That's it.
Okay? I'm talking about spiritual building.
Yes, sir.
Today.
My God.
You got to be at every training session.
Yeah.
That the house is giving. If you're going to be strong.
Come on.
If you're going to have strength to go into the field and work the harvest. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
This is Paul talking to his spiritual son.
Yeah.
Apostle Paul.
Uh-huh.
Verse 2, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, which will be able to teach others also. Brother Galloway has, and Sister Galloway has trained up so many people in Great Harvest Ministries over the years that this ministry has been in existence.
Yeah.
The original name was the Christian Training Center.
Yeah.
And then it became Great Harvest Ministry.
Yeah.
They have trained up so many people with this truth. To be strong in the grace that is within Christ Jesus. Not within themselves. But within Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And the things that thou hast heard among many witnesses. Commit these to faithful men. Are you willing to carry the heritage of the Lord to your family? Are you willing to carry the heritage of the Lord to your children, to your grandchildren, to your nieces, to your nephews,
Yes, sir.
To those that you work with?
Yes, sir.
You might be a retiree, but are you willing to carry?
Are you willing?
The legacy and the heritage of the Lord.
Preach, apostle.
To those people that you come in contact with every day.
Every day.
If you don't believe me, just watch. They watching you.
Yeah,
they are.
They watching you. They watching the words that you say.
Help me, God.
They watching the places that you go.
Yeah, Lord.
They watching the people that you hang around.
Oh, yeah.
And they saying, is that the heritage of the Lord? Are they walking? Are they being committed to the voice and the message of Jesus Christ? So committed to faithful men and to in the context of Great Harvest Ministry, faithful men and faithful women. Because God's raising up both in this hour. He's raising up faithful men and faithful women that will carry the torch. You know, there's going to come a day where there's going to be a new generation of Great Harvest. And the examples that we lay before them now will be what they will carry out in 2050. In 2060. In 2070.
Yeah.
I'm speaking something. 2070. 2080.
Glory to God.
And they're going to look back. And they're going to see people like, oh my God, Sister Rosetta Castleberry.
Come on.
That passed out literature of this ministry, passed out tapes along with Sister Spearman.
Yeah.
They would see the different people that got up and sung sermons and said, these are the people that I'm going to pattern my life after. The people that have said yes to God, that have been faithful, They're going to look back, and some of them might get the recordings, those audio tapes that's locked, that's in my storage closet. They may get the audio tapes and hear the radio broadcast of way back in 2000, way back in the 90s.
Yeah.
They may hear Brother Galloway and Sister Galloway and Sister Ruth from Alaska and all of the saints, Sister Helen, up teaching the truth of God's word. And they will pattern their lives after the training of being strong.
Come on.
Because it's my commitment, Sister Spearman,
my God,
that even though I'm 37 years old, I've been following this way for a long time. I may not have been in every facility that we moved to, but I've been following this way for a long time. And the Lord spoke to me when the pandemic happened, and the Lord's just taking me through this today because we need to hear it, because we need to be encouraged.
Yeah.
When the pandemic happened, and when they shut everything down,
my God,
I was speaking to one of my Pentecostal friends and one of my work moms. I call her my work mom because she considers me like a son to her. And she gets on me like I'm a son.
Yeah.
And she said, Solomon, don't wear that.
Yeah.
Solomon, don't wear this. Because next time you put that sweater on, put this on with it. And you already know. And so she's the, so one day I was talking to her and we were working together and we got shut down, and she told me, she said, Solomon, she said, Solomon, I'm so upset. We can't go to church. We can't do this and we can't do that. I told her, I said, Mom, this is what I need you to do. This is the instructions of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, I need you. All them Church of God in Christ, Sunday school books, that's sitting up in a closet somewhere in a box. I need you to go pull them out.
Pull them out.
You got some tapes of your bishop and the convocations and stuff.
Right.
Pull them out too.
Pull them out.
So the Holy Spirit, all the tapes that didn't get messed up when I moved, I began to go through my storage area.
Yes, sir.
And I found all the tapes of a lot of the tapes of Great Harvest that I had taken care of.
Wow.
Teachings on the Godhead that Pastor Marsha taught us years ago. Even on, I was able to find some of the stuff on the Book of Revelation.
Yeah.
And the Lord said, pull them out of all the tapes that I had. And I had tapes from when I went to conferences and, you know, convocations.
Right.
And all I could do is just sit there and pop this tape in. And here, turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 16, verse 15.
Yeah.
And it says, go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Yeah.
And the Lord, that was feeding me through
my
pandemic.
Yes, sir.
I would try to listen to the other stuff on the prophetic conference, that I had, and it didn't meet the need.
Yeah, my God.
But when I began to put on the tapes of Brother and Sister Galloway and the teaching of the house, I said,
man,
it was like drinking a cool drink of water.
My God.
I don't drink Kool-Aid, so the only thing that goes in my body is water and tea. And so I'm trying to give y'all some breakthrough here today. So if you're going to be a good soldier in the Lord's army, you got to be committed.
Committed.
Okay, third verse. So you can be able to teach others also. Each one of us, as we sit under the teachings, we allow it to get on the inside of us, then we'll be able to teach others. But you can't teach nobody nothing that you don't know yourself.
Uh-oh.
If I don't know how to change a tire, I'm going to need Minister Trey here, Bishop Trey Freeman, to help me so that Solomon can learn how to change a tire.
Yes,
because me trying to do it myself, I won't know how to get the bolt off, how to get this, how to turn it around. Your tire going to be jacked up when I get done.
My God.
So if I'm going to be able to teach others, I got to be committed to say, I don't know this.
Yeah.
I'm ignorant, which means without knowledge.
That's right.
So I'm ignorant, so I need to sit and
teach
and talk the truth in order and know how to be activated in truth, so I can know what to do, what not to do, what's the pitfalls, what's the protocol, and what's the prototypes.
Woo!
who went before me that did this and did this and did this? And what happened when they did this?
That's why
it's important for you to know your family history.
What's up?
I'm talking about in the spirit realm.
Man.
See, as I listened to the teachings of Brother and Sister Galloway, I began to find out that there was a man who greatly impacted their lives, and Sister Spearman would know because she's been here since the beginning. Brother Leonard.
Yeah.
Brother Leonard was the man that greatly impacted Brother and Sister Galloway's lives.
Amen.
And their ministry. And so the impartation that they've received, impartation means what they've been shared to receive. It ain't something just deep and mystical.
Come on.
Like they're teaching some of the Pentecostal churches today.
Yes,
impartation. All impartation means that it was passed, it was shared.
That's right.
It ain't some deep, mystical thing. Oh, you have the impartation of some of that's foolishness.
Right.
So the impartation that they had received was because they sat under the ministry of Brother B.G. Leonard, who imparted the truth of God's word to them, and they, in turn, revealed that and released that to others and also moved under the grace that God had called them to. Yes, so you got to know your spiritual DNA.
Who is your daddy?
It ain't no use of you being on Maury Povey, crying and snotting about you don't know where your spiritual heritage is. You need to find out. Find out where you at, where you come from, and where you going. And not be up there embarrassing yourself talking about, I don't know who my baby daddy is. Foolishness. Do you know my father? I know where I come from.
Yes, sir.
I know where I come from, and I know where I'm going.
Yes,
and you got to know where you're going.
That's right.
So therefore, the third verse, thou therefore endure hardship.
Yes, sir.
It did not say it. Brother Galloway would say, our Christian walk is not a cakewalk.
Yeah, come on.
It's not a cakewalk. It's not a circus. It's not Worlds of Fun.
Yeah.
It's not Jungle Jim's Playland. It's not all these different places and spaces.
That's right.
It's sure not Sound Off.
Say that.
Many times we get excited about what's popular, what's popping in the world.
Yeah.
But what we should do is
endure
hardship as a good soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ.
God.
Let me tell you, there's been some times that I have dealt with some hardship in my own life.
Come on, man.
And as I have gotten around the saints, they have encouraged me.
Yes, sir.
But there's been times where I wasn't able to get around the saints.
Hello.
That's true.
And I was by myself. And I had to encourage myself as a soldier. You can't give up now.
Yeah.
I didn't have no song, but all I could do is hum.
Yeah.
And endure.
Endure.
When there was persecution hitting against me right here in Kansas City.
Come on.
When folks were scandalizing my name.
Come on.
When my name was dirt on Facebook.
Come on.
I'm talking about people all over the city was ridiculing Solomon Buckley. And the Lord said, you can't give up. When my name was all mud, I had to stand up and still preach.
Yeah.
I had to still prophesy.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the very people was attacking me, calling me everything.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you going down to his ministry?
Yeah.
Why are you going supporting him? Why are you doing this? I had to stand up and stand firm for God and endure hardship.
Yeah.
When I was even a part of a church and the pastor disrespected me right up in the church.
Yeah.
Treated me like I didn't even exist. I had to endure hardship as a soldier. When my mother died when I was 12 years old, Brother Eddie remembers my mother very well. When my mother died when I was 12 years old, I don't even know why I'm telling my story today. I was going to preach. I had to stand up and endure hardship and minister to my father.
Yeah.
who had been preaching at that time since he had been 12 years old. He had preached from 12 years old all the way up to my mother's death. And I had to encourage my father when my father was ready to walk away from the ministry after taking care of his wife for 5 years with a battle of cancer and watching her go through. I had to stand up and say, for God I live and for God I die. This house is not going to go down. This house is not going to go down. And I had to tell my father, Daddy, it's going to be all right. God's going to see you through.
Yes, sir.
And just this past week, I celebrated 25 years of my mother being gone. And you know what? This was the hardest one for me because I had to look back to see where I'm going.
My God.
And as I look back at where I'm going, what helped me was the prophetic utterances that my mother spoke over my life. The first thing my mother spoke over my life, and I'm not trying to make this about her. The first thing that my mother spoke over my life before she left here, she was on her hospital bed 25 years ago, was, Solomon, you're going to preach to thousands of people. And I'm looking at her. I'm 12 years old at the time. I just had my birthday. It was Mother's Day of 1997. She said, you're going to preach the gospel to thousands of people. But she said, I must tell you, I'm not going to see you become a man.
Wow.
I said, what you talking about? We're sitting there eating a chocolate rose, and she's telling me, I will never see you become a man.
My God.
She said, the Lord said, your father will. So I told her, I asked her the next question. She said, you're going to minister to people from all over the world.
Yeah.
You're going to pastor people from all over the world.
Yeah.
I said, what is she talking about? She's in our hospital bed, terminally ill, prophesying over her son and telling her son, this is what God's going to say. And she said, I want you to be strong. For your father. I want you to be strong. I want you to be strong. And I want you to know that I love you.
Yeah.
And that was her prophetic utterance to a 12-year-old me.
Wow.
And then at the time, I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
And I said, Lord, I don't understand why she prophesied. She began to cry. And she said, I will not see the people's lives that you're going to affect.
My God.
And I said, what? She said, I'm not going to see the people's lives that you're going to affect all over this world.
Wow.
She could see beyond what I could see. So my next question to her was, Mama, I want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
Yeah.
And she told me, she said, you will. But she said, now is not the time.
My God.
And I kept saying, what? Now is not the time. See, she could see that I was going to have to find out on my own some things. And then I could be filled.
Yeah.
It wasn't nothing. She didn't want me to get tangled up with the wrong folks that would teach me the wrong way. So I want to encourage you, endure hardship as a soldier. Endure hardship as a soldier. You got to go through training. You're going to have to go through and build your muscle mass up, spiritual muscle mass. You're going to have to exercise. You're going to have to spiritually eat right. You're going to have to make sure that your digestion, everything is going right spiritually.
Yes.
That you're not taking on people's false burdens. You're walking in the fruit of the Spirit. Thank you, Bishop. So the next verse we're going to go to, endure as a soldier. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians 5:20. 2 Corinthians 5:20.
Thank you, Jesus.
We just talked about being a soldier. Now we're going to being an ambassador.
Yes, sir.
Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to him.
Yes, sir.
Be reconciled to him. Do you know who you are? You're an ambassador.
Yeah.
I have a spiritual daughter that is a princess in Nigeria.
Yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
There's an authority that she has, being that her uncle is the king.
Yeah.
When she goes anywhere in Nigeria, there is security that follows her everywhere. When she goes to the grocery store, when she sleeps in a hotel, if she goes to a village, they are there sleeping right by where she is.
Yes, sir.
And they're loaded.
Yeah.
So you can't get close to anybody that's royalty.
That's right.
As ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ, why do we allow people to just step all over us?
Come on, say something.
Why do we allow people to treat us any kind of way?
Yes, sir.
If we're ambassadors for Christ,
yes,
that doesn't mean that we have a pious spirit. It doesn't mean that we have a militant spirit.
That's right.
But it don't mean being an ambassador that you gotta be somebody's doorman.
That's right. Say something.
As an ambassador for Christ, you've been given an assignment.
My God.
You gotta know who you are.
That's right.
As ambassadors, we carry ourselves a certain type of way.
That's
she
right.
told me, even as a little girl, when she was a little girl, they were training her up as a princess. This is how you carry yourself.
Yes, sir.
This is how you dress yourself. This is the type of food that princesses eat. This is the type of way that you salute the princess.
That's right.
This is the type of way that you salute the king. They begin to train her up in protocol.
That's right.
Why come in the body of Christ?
Help us, God.
When we say the word protocol, everybody feels like it's a control thing. When we serve a king, we don't go to the king any kind of way as ambassadors.
That's right.
We speak a certain language.
That's right.
It ain't because we're better than anybody. It's because we know what is the prototype and the instructions of the king.
Yes, sir.
Why come you don't hear this preached in some churches?
Wow.
Why? Why? Because some of those people don't know who they are.
That's right.
They don't know who they are.
Yes, sir.
Be reconciled to God. Reconciliation is one aspect of Christ's work of redemption. Don't you know that you've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy? It is referred to as the restoration of the sinner to fellowship with God. Those of you that don't have a relationship with Christ Jesus Christ, I want to extend the opportunity later on today for you to come and accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Those that have not been baptized in the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in other tongues, I want to encourage you to do that as well.
Yes,
but I have a couple other scriptures, Brother Eddie, before we extend the invitation. And it's 1 Corinthians 3:9.
All right.
1 Corinthians 3:9. First Corinthians 3:9. For we are laborers together with God.
Yeah.
Ye are God's husbandry.
Yeah. That's right.
Ye are God's building.
That's right.
So we sing the song, My Body Belongs to God.
Yeah. Yeah.
My mind belongs to God.
Yes, sir.
That was an old song that we used to sing, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not that old, y'all, for real. But sometimes those songs come back to me. We belong to God. You are God's building. Your building don't belong to you. It belongs to Him. So we're going to glorify God in that understanding and in that understand the last scripture I'm going to give you today, because last week I gave y'all about 1,000 scriptures, and I'm going to be nice and be good today and not give y'all all these scriptures today. So at least y'all have enough time to go and study these scriptures.
Yes, sir.
When you get home. So the last two scriptures that we have, one is from Acts chapter 26 and 16. And that's talking about we are God's minister an instrument.
Yes, sir.
26, Acts 26 and 16. But arise and stand upon thy feet. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. Jesus has appeared unto thee to make thee a minister and a witness.
Yeah.
Both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which thou, in the which I will appear unto thee.
Yeah.
But arise. That's the thing that the Lord wants you to know today. Arise, my sons. Arise, my daughters. And stand upon your feet.
Yeah.
For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose. The light has shined on you for a reason, for a purpose. It's not for you to back down. Not for you to become fearful.
That's right.
It's not for you to be tainted by false religion.
That's right.
But you've been brought into the light for a purpose.
For a purpose.
And for a plan. To make thee a minister. Each one of us are ministers unto the Lord thy God.
That's right.
You may not have a license, you may not have an ordination, but if you are a son and daughter of promise, you have an authority to minister the truth of God's word.
All right.
What I mean is, you can only minister according to the understanding that's upon you.
Yes, sir.
So if you only know Jesus as Savior, then you can only reveal people to him as the Savior.
That's right.
But if you know him as Savior, baptizer, healer, deliverer, then that's what you can minister unto others.
That's
Amen.
Right.
So you can only minister what's in you.
Uh-huh.
I can only minister to you what's in me.
Right.
So if there was trash that was in me, that's what would be coming out of me from the pulpit. And there are churches where there's nothing but trash coming up out the preacher.
Preach, apostle.
Okay. last verse. 1 Timothy said I was going to be good today. I said I was going to behave myself. Okay. And keep my comments to myself. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go to verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 4. We're going to start at verse 1.
Yes, sir.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressively. That means the Spirit trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
See, a whole lot of folks want to say they in the spirit or they in the spiritual way. But they miss what the Spirit is saying from what the Word of God is saying.
Come
Amen.
On. Come on. Amen.
Now I'm going to say that again. Now the Spirit speaketh expressively. That means that the Spirit ain't speaking to everybody.
Come on.
And everything.
Come on.
Now the Spirit speaketh. What Spirit? The Holy Spirit.
Come on, say something.
Because there's many type of spirits.
Yeah.
With a plural.
Yeah.
That in the latter times, some shall depart. That means they're going to walk it out.
Come on, make
they'll
it
They'll be in the church 1 minute, and they'll be with the Hebrew Israelites the next.
Say something, my God.
Or they'll be with the Jehovah's Witnesses next, or the Mormons, or false religion.
Yeah.
Departing from the faith.
Yeah, I'm going to say now.
Departing from the faith, the truth of God's word.
That's right.
Giving heed.
Yes, sir.
That means drinking on toxic poison.
My God, that's good.
I'm not drinking toxic poison. To seducing spirits.
Yeah.
Seducing spirits. All kind of spirits.
Seducing spirits ain't just sexual.
That's right.
But many different type of spirits.
That's right. That's right.
Seducing spirits. They're seducing them to believe this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
To act upon this way.
Yeah.
To do this, to practice this.
Yeah.
To practice to actually clear their mind, to brainwash them. That's what's talking about seducing spirits. To brainwash people into demonic stuff.
Yes, sir.
And doctrines of devils. There's all these people that are now, I'm seeing all these churches popping up now where they want to preach universalism now. And these people wasn't preaching universalism back in the day. They were preaching what we're preaching right now.
Yeah.
And some of these people are teaching universalism now. Some of them are teaching feel good messages. Some of them are teaching that it's not even necessary even to give to the local church anymore.
Yeah, that's what they're teaching.
Anybody see that this week?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did.
A well-known Pentecostal pastor teaching that it's not necessary to give.
Help!
It's not even he's even teaching that it's not even necessary for you to even pay your tithes.
My Lord,
help God!
You just give what you want to give. That sounds like a McDonald's church to me.
Yeah.
Have it your way, Burger King church to me.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that if you change from His word, He ain't gonna even receive you.
That's
right. So seducing spirits,
yes, sir,
and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That means their conscience being changed. Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meat, which if you decide that you don't want to be married, that's up to you.
That's right.
If you don't want to eat meat and you want to be vegan, that's up to you. That doesn't mean that you teach your false doctrine.
That's right.
But it's talking about following the law, following the law, which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. So that means if a preacher is telling you to forbid from marrying, then you know that's not of God.
That's right.
And also teaching you to forbid from eating meat. There are churches that train their people not to eat meat.
That's right.
There are actual churches that train their members. A part of their doctrine is not to eat meat.
Yep.
And if you do eat meat, you're shunned.
That's right.
What that look like? Don't that look like what we're talking about here? False teaching. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving.
Yeah.
For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. Good ministers of Jesus Christ draw you to Jesus, not themselves.
That's right. That's good.
Nourishing up in the words of faith and of good doctrine. Whereunto thou have attained. But refuse profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. That's not saying for you not to work out.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of hearing Christians get up and say, well, we're not supposed to exercise our temple.
The devil is alive.
You should exercise your temple every time you put that spoon up to your mouth.
Come on, somebody.
And you're 50 pounds overweight.
Yes, sir.
God wants our temples to be well hydrated.
That's right.
He wants our temples. He said that our latter days shall be greater than our former days. How your latter days gonna be greater than your former days? And you chugging down this and chugging that. You got a bucket of chicken here.
bucket of mashed potatoes here. And you talking about, well, God said, just pray over your food and eat it. You taking that scripture out of context. You're going to be a good minister unto God's word. Then we got to eat right spiritually. We got to eat right physically. We got to eat right mentally.
That's right.
Because some of us are jacked up mentally.
That's right.
Because of the type of people that we allow in our circle.
Uh-oh.
And it shows in the way that we minister to others.
That's right. Show enough. Right.
So God is saying to us, this was boot camp today. And next week, we're going to talk about a little bit more of who we are in Christ. Amen. Amen. I made this a little series. So our last week will be, our next week will be on who we are in Christ again.
Amen.
And we're going to revisit these things again, allow these truths to get on the inside of us. So Father.